It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
NHL playoffs is in full swing, Johnny. We've got a lot going on. First round is underway. Let's start with the Capitals and the Maple Leafs. You know, it's been an interesting series thus far. What, four out of the five games going into overtime thus far?
Exactly.
Last night's game five went into overtime. The Caps ended up winning that game. And they were struggling early on in the season. They were, or obviously not in the season. They got the President's Cup, but earlier on in the series, they were down 2-1, correct?
Yeah.
Now they're back up 3-2. What was the biggest problem for the Caps heading into this Toronto? Was it a matchup problem for them?
I don't think it was a matchup problem. I think a lot of people, seriously underrated Toronto. I know a lot of people at the beginning of the season.
Very young team, right? Very young team.
Extremely young. They're led by three rookies. Honestly, in any other year, all three of them could have been Rookie of the Year nominations. Obviously, they only got one with Austin Matthews, but
right.
I mean,
who's a stud?
He's amazing. Does everything on the ice right. But I think that I don't want to say the Capitals underrated them, but I think a lot of people underestimated how good the Maple Leafs actually are. Like, they were predicted to be in the bottom 10 of the league this year. They wound up making the playoffs, which shocked a lot of people. And then when they said, "Oh, you got the Capitals first round, it's over." I mean, they were predicting them to win
That's
in three.
True. So is it still, do you think it's still viable that they can
absolutely
come back in this?
I mean, the Maple Leafs, they've scored goals in every game. So if you get a little defense, shut them down, maybe only allow one or two, you can win a game. And they're going back on home ice now. So.
And didn't Ovechkin just go out with some kind of injury?
He
came back in
that
game.
That scared a lot
correct?
Of Caps. I was watching the game with the Caps.
Yeah,
man, and
I heard that.
When that happened. Nazem Kadri. Well,
without him, I mean, Holtby hasn't been playing too great. This series, he's been giving up a lot of goals.
Him and Frederik Andersen have been basically even. Their stats are almost identical.
It's been pretty even. So, going in, obviously, Capitals, they're up 3-2. Do you still give them the advantage here in the series?
I predicted them to win the series in six. I do think it's possible that the Maple Leafs can win this game on home ice. It's going to be extremely tough, if they do, to win a game seven on the road.
Now, moving forward for the Capitals, are they still a strong favorite in the East? I mean, other teams that are they've been pretty impressive in the East. The West has been a little disappointing, obviously. But are they still the favorite if they get past Toronto?
That's
here?
The great thing about the playoffs is that once you get in,
everybody's
anything can happen. Mm. And it's a 7-game series. So once you get rolling in a series, I mean, it's hard to be stopped.
Right.
So
all you need is a hot goalie.
It looks like they might be – I don't know who they'd be playing in the next round because with the whole seeding and everything.
I believe it would be the – I think they actually might
playing,
be playing.
Is
it Pittsburgh?
I have the bracket up here. Pittsburgh is waiting for the winner of that series.
And I think that's going to be a really fun series to watch.
Pittsburgh, who won it last year.
Really, I mean, whichever team makes it through, that's going to be a fun series.
Pittsburgh.
What did Pittsburgh win in 5 games?
Five games.
So they're looking impressive. They've already advanced. Now, let's move on to a team that I know you probably don't want to talk about too much. We got the Rangers. Rangers and Montreal. Matt and I are both big Ranger fans here. They got Game 6 tonight. Rangers ended up winning in overtime in Game 5. They take a 3-2 lead heading into Game 6. Game is at MSG tonight. I mean, that's been a problem for the Rangers thus far. For some reason, they haven't been playing too great in MSG.
Yeah.
They March was brutal for them at MSG.
They've been a much better road team than a home team.
What do you see happening in this round? I mean, Game 6, does it go to Game 7? Do the Canadians still have a pretty good chance?
I'm predicting at least one overtime. I think it's going to be extremely close. Maybe you see a 3-2 game total.
Teams have been pretty even. I mean, Corey Price and Lundqvist, two of the best goalies in the league.
And Lundqvist has really stepped up his game in the playoffs. Yeah,
that's the thing about Lundqvist. Like, he's always, like, you know, he always puts the team on his back and on and rests on his shoulders a lot. I think with the momentum that they're carrying into having a clinching game possibly at home, I think that's going to maybe propel them. Maybe they do win at home finally. You know, Lundqvist is the kind of guy that, you know, he can't do everything, but, you know, he had to shut out in Game 1.
I think
so. He can pull that out.
I think
if you
the
need
Canadians really miss an opportunity with this last game, losing in overtime.
Yeah.
Because even if they do win this game, that means they have to go to a Game 7 against Lundqvist.
Yeah.
Lundqvist is lights out.
He's lights out in Game 7. So who do you have winning this series? Is it the Rangers?
I can't go against the Tri-State.
I know it's tough.
Thinking and hoping the Canadians won. But now that it at least goes to a Game 7, if the Canadians want to win, I have to give it to the Rangers.
So moving forward, Rangers, can they make some noise in the next few rounds? I think they have to play the winner of...
Dude, we would be playing either Ottawa or Boston. Ottawa is up 3-2
So obviously that's not too scary of a matchup if you're the Rangers. Ottawa's been a decent team. Pittsburgh, I mean, Boston's been... They've had a down year. I mean, they've
Boston's
been surprising to win.
Boston's defense is really depleted.
They've been
but
very
the thing
depleted.
Is that the Rangers, like, their big young guys have not stepped up this round at all. Like, Derek Stepan hasn't done anything. Chris Kreider. No, Chris Kreider's been – he's done more harm than good to this team. He's taken a lot of dumb penalties.
Yeah, honestly.
He hasn't done anything offensively.
I was going to say that.
Defensive breakdowns.
The times I've seen, like, actually Kreider actually on the screen, the camera's on him, he's in the box or he's headed to the bench. And he's been one of our best skaters the last couple of years, and we need him on the ice and we need him to focus up. So it's, you know, to be the kind of, like, forepoint of that attack and just kind of lead that
to no, score. They need him to step up and really get his – I mean, he's known for his skating. He has to start using his speed.
He's quick.
Yeah.
I think he led the team in goals as well, so he's obviously going to need to step over. They've actually gotten some decent production from Rick Nash.
Rick Nash has been amazing
who's
this
been,
series.
Honestly, he's been terrible in the playoffs in years past. I mean, he's been doing a little bit of everything, but he's never been the goal scorer that he has been in the playoffs, so it's good to see him finally scoring and
Grabner's
producing
been,
some runs.
Grabner's been good for – I think Grabner was in top three for goals for us this season.
Grabner was
Grabner's
great for
been
you guys
great
this year.
In the playoffs so far.
So if you're right, if the Rangers end up moving on, if we see the Capitals moving on – quickly, who do you have in the Ottawa Bruins series moving on to
face? I still give it to Ottawa.
Ottawa. So
I think Boston's just hanging on by a thread.
If it's Ottawa versus the Rangers and the Capitals versus Pittsburgh, who do you have advancing to the Eastern Finals?
I know this is probably going to be wrong, but honestly, I'm going to have to give the edge to Washington and then probably the Rangers.
So we're going to see another Washington versus New York matchup. We've
I
seen
don't
that a lot in the last years.
Pittsburgh's defense scares me.
They
and I know that I mean,
rough.
I know
they
Toronto.
Can score. They can score with anyone.
Toronto's defense right now isn't that great either. But with the Penguins losing Chris Letang, who's their top defensive weapon, it scares me going up against a high-powered Washington team.
So moving forward, real quick, do you still have Washington advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals? Is that still the favorite? Yeah.
I originally didn't even have them.
Even against if they end up facing the Rangers, they've struggled against the Rangers in past years. I know it's a different Washington team, but they've struggled in the past series wise. Still nod to Washington as the President's Cup winners.
Yeah, no, I think Washington still has the best chance to make it all the way to the Cup.
So
at least in the East.
Moving to the West. West has been a different story. We've already seen Chicago get knocked out early.
Two sweeps in the West.
Two sweeps. They got swept by the Predators. And then who else advanced in the West? Was
Anaheim
it?
Swept Anaheim. Calgary.
And Nashville already.
Nashville honestly is the scariest team to watch right now.
Which team looked the most impressive thus far?
Oh,
it has to be
Nashville. Oh, yeah. What they did to Chicago.
They
destroyed
crazy. Them.
Chicago's a 50-win team.
And they
wiped
through
the
them
floor
like
with them.
So are they now the favorites?
In my opinion, I think they're the favorite to win the cup. Based
to
on
win the cup, so you
I think they're going
to
win it all.
So you think that the West still has a chance against? I think it seems that the East has been a little stronger, right, this year. The East has a couple more top-heavy teams.
I know Pittsburgh won the cup last year, but before that, I think the West had won like four or five straight cups.
They did with L.A.
And Chicago.
They went back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Switching,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
And Boston won back in 2011, I believe. So it was a big run by the West, but do you think? So you give Nashville the edge here.
Yeah, based on the way they were playing in that first round, was crazy. Hopefully they don't lose that momentum with this long break.
What gives them that advantage? What's been making them play so much better? Because they were the eighth seed technically in the West. So what has been the difference thus far in that four games?
I think you're starting to see this is a whole trend in the league now where offense can win you games and win you championships now.
Yeah.
You saw Nashville with the trade from Shea Weber, they acquired P.K. Subban last offseason. He's an excellent puck-moving defenseman.
I don't know why the Canadians wanted to get rid of him, to be honest.
The Canadians wanted a more defensive style on their blue line. Nashville obviously wanted a good puck-moving defenseman. They got that with P.K. Subban.
That's for sure.
Philip Forsberg and Victor Arvidsson have really stepped up Nashville's offense, and I think that's really the difference maker right there.
So last question here. We've got five Canadian teams in the playoffs.
Compared to none last year.
None last year, and now we finally get five. Five out of what? Do they have eight? Are there eight Canadians?
Yeah.
So five out of the seven, that's pretty impressive. We haven't seen that in a while. A Canadian team hasn't won since 1993. Obviously, you're giving the edge to Washington in the East, Nashville in the West. Do you think there's a good chance that a Canadian team might actually get it done for the first time in 23
years, just looking at the bracket, Calgary's out. Edmonton leads their series against the Sharks 3-2, so they could potentially move on. I like Edmonton. Sorry. I really like Edmonton right now.
They're looking impressive. Yeah.
Connor McDavid is amazing.
Talk about studs. We talked about Matthews earlier. I mean, this guy,
Connor McDavid's on a whole nother level.
Special. And now we talked about Toronto. They're probably out of it. They still have a chance.
They definitely have a chance. I wouldn't say they're out of it. Right. But obviously they need to win the next two games. Right.
So do you think there's a chance? I mean, is Edmonton the team, Canadian team that you like the most? Maybe Montreal still has a decent chance.
Honestly, I think that if both of those teams can get out of their first round matchups, I like Montreal better than Edmonton. But I think Edmonton has an easier way out of the first round, if that makes sense. Okay. So,
all right, real quick, if we don't have you on again before the playoffs end, I mean, what, June? We're going to go until mid-June, which that will be out of school by then. So what's your Stanley Cup prediction?
Originally going into it, I believe I picked Chicago. And that was terrible.
We got to change that a little bit.
And I'm going with the team they played. Just from watching that series, I got to go Nashville. Nashville looks amazing right now.
I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen an 8 seed go all the way. We've seen the Kings do it a few years ago.
They're a second wild card team.
That's pretty impressive. Hey, right? NHL, you said it before.
You never know. Anything playoffs can happen.
Anything can happen.